Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. In Ephesians 6, verses 13 to 17, the Apostle Paul admonishes us to put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I remember as a child in Sunday school taking cardboard, construction paper, aluminum foil, and we all fashioned battle gear based on this passage. And then during the morning service, we marched around the sanctuary singing Reba Ramble McGuire's song, Ready for Battle. I've got my feet shod with the preparation of peace. Got my sword of the Spirit, my shield of faith. Got my breastplate of righteousness, my helmet of salvation. I put on my armor and I'm ready for the battle. So any of you remember that song from the 80s? And I remember raising my sword and singing at the end, Satan, you hear me? I'm declaring war. It made quite the impression on me, as you can tell by the fact I still have that song stuck in my head some 30 plus years later. And that song helped me to think rightly about the reality of the war all around us. But friends, I believe there's a problem with that song. I was left with a wrong impression about where my confidence was found. I sang, my sword, my shield, my breastplate, my helmet, my armor. But in Ephesians, Paul is not telling me to put on my armor and declare my individual war on the devil. Paul says in the opening, to be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might, verse 10. And that didn't make it into the song, and it really didn't occur to me. I thought, armed with these tools from God, I was able to chase Satan and blind demons in my own strength. Now you may think I'm being overly critical here, and I'm willing to be corrected, but I really want us to think about how we think about the spiritual battle, because our adversary is dangerous. Remember in Ephesians, the devil is a schemer, a distorter of truth, trying to get us to take our eyes off of Jesus Christ. He wants us to place our eyes on ourselves. You remember his first ever lie to humanity was, you will be like God. And I know I like that thought. And apparently so does everyone else. My wife and I went to a bookstore recently, and you know what was the largest section in the whole place? The self-help section. They hold forth the many different problems we face. They reveal the sources. And what is the answer every time? The solution to all your problems is always the same. It's you. It's the self-help section. All you need is to unlock the power of you. And perhaps you simply need a few tools to unleash the power of you. You know why there's never an end to the writing of self-help books? Because they get the problem and the solution wrong. You see, we're the problem. And the Lord Jesus is the solution. And it's only when we're united to Him that we can stand firm against the devil. That is Paul's whole point. We need to repent of making much of ourselves and then put our hope in the one who first wore this armor. Now, some scholars think that Paul was looking at the Roman soldier he was chained to when he wrote this passage. They're wrong. Paul was remembering his Old Testament. In Isaiah 59, we read, "The Lord looked and was displeased that there was no justice. He saw that there was no one. He was appalled that there was no one to intervene. So his own arm achieved salvation for him, and his own righteousness sustained him. He put on righteousness as his breastplate, and the helmet of salvation on his head." Paul remembered Isaiah 59. And Paul remembered Isaiah 11, the shoot of the root of Jesse, the Spirit-empowered son of David who comes armed with a rod, wearing a belt. Paul's not looking at a Roman soldier. He's quoting from Isaiah to tell us how God Himself donned armor, how Jesus came to earth and declared war on the devil to rescue we who were helpless in our sin. Jesus came in our flesh and defeated the devil in his earthly ministry. Jesus defeated sin at the cross, and Jesus defeated death at the grave. We could say Jesus' coming was the D-Day operation, and the church today is now in the mop-up campaign, advancing into enemy-occupied territory, but ever remembering that a defeated foe can prove most fierce as we look to set the captives free, as we move closer to the day when our Lord Jesus returns. You and I, friend, we can have confidence because we are in Christ, because we're wearing His armor. But we need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, trusting His strength with every advance we make. So your duty, soldier, is to distrust your own ability in order that you might more fully rely on the Lord Jesus Christ, who is stronger than all. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.